Thank you and good afternoon. This morning in Sacramento, the California Faculty Association and CSU management announced a tentative multi-year deal to increase general salary by 10.5% over the next 3 years. Next week, statewide university strike will now be averted, pending the ratification and approval of the agreement by the CFA Board of Directors. It will then head to the CSU Board of Trustees for approval in late May. Since last year, the CFA has argued for a 5% increase in wages, and according to the new deal, faculty will see a 5% increase this fiscal year, followed by increases of 2% and 3.5% in the 2016-2017 and 2017-2018 fiscal year, respectively. In addition, the agreement bolsters the salaries for tenure-track faculty who receive a promotion. The current minimum increase is 7.5%, but under the new deal, it will be raised to 9%. The Eureka Police Department arrested a man and a woman this morning after a stolen firearm was found in their possession on Broadway. Officers responded to Broadway just south of the Village Pantry after a report came in that a man was carrying a handgun, and they contacted 24-year-old Tyrell Brannon and 27-year-old Christina Diaz. Officers searched Diaz's purse and discovered the firearm, and a run of the serial number revealed that the gun was reported stolen from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office jurisdiction. Brannon and Diaz were subsequently booked into county jail on firearm-related charges. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for a 20-year-old white male adult who robbed the Shell gas station on Central Avenue in McKinleyville this morning. Deputies responded to the gas station at close to 1 o'clock this morning and contacted a male employee who reported that the suspect walked into the store brandishing a large Bowie knife and then fled the store with an undisclosed amount of cash. Deputies searched the immediate area and were unable to locate the suspect, and anyone with information related to the robbery is asked to contact authorities. The Arcata Fire District is in mourning as they informed the community this afternoon that Captain Dan Curtis passed away on Monday evening. Prior to his 27 years of volunteer service with the Arcata Fire District, Curtis served as a naval bosun's mate on the USS Lexington during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and the fire district illustrated the example Curtis set in the tradition of volunteer service. A memorial for Curtis is scheduled for Sunday afternoon on April 17th at Azalea Hall. With the May 2nd deadline set for squatters to leave the Palco Marsh area, the city has documented that close to 70 pet dogs along with other animals have been documented as living on the marsh and are seeking foster homes for these animals. The Eureka Police Department announced this afternoon that they have allocated $3,000 to local animal groups who are helping these animals that are being affected by the marsh move. Some of the groups Eureka Police will work with include Redwood Pals Rescue, the Humboldt Animal Rescue Team, and the Sequoia Humane Society. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A reminder for Humboldt County residents that the second installment of property taxes are due by Monday, or you will have to pay a 10% penalty fee. Property taxes can be paid via mail, online, or in person at the tax collector's office. However, county officials recommend paying by mail if you plan to pay in person on Monday, as the tax collector's office will be busy. For more information on tax payment methods, you can contact county officials or visit the county website. In addition to two grants already awarded to the city of Arcata, the city received another grant award of $90,000, all of which will be used to purchase 20 acres of forest land near the Jolly Giant Creek. That parcel of forest connects Humboldt State University with the community forest, and the purchase would make the area a public space. The city will purchase the parcel from John and Claudia Lima, and the grant was awarded by the California Natural Resources Agency. The city plans to plant close to 1,000 trees along the newly purchased area in 2017. The search for 22-year-old Paul Martin, who went missing in the Trinity River on Wednesday afternoon, spurred the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office to issue a statement reminding residents of the dangers that come with local rivers. With swift currents and the abundance of snowmelt, rivers are fast and cold, and it doesn't take long for a swimmer to lose strength fighting the strong currents in the cold river. River conditions can change rapidly, and for those who are not familiar with local river conditions, that can be deadly. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.